T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Friday morning, 66 degrees. President Trump held a briefing on the coronavirus at the White House Thursday. The president walked back comments he made on Twitter, suggesting a delay for Election Day because of mail-in ballots.
I don't want a delay. I want to have the election. But I also don't want to have to wait for 3 months and then find out that the ballots are all missing and the election doesn't mean anything.
President Trump says he thinks this election will be the most rigged if mail-in ballots are allowed.
Kansas Congressman Ron Estes tells KNSS News Republicans and Democrats are divided on several issues when it comes to passing another pandemic relief package. One issue, a $600 payment on top of a person's regular unemployment compensation.
There were 60 or 70% of the people that made more money not working than they did working. And so we probably still need to continue to support people because there's still going to be people laid off, but we need to make a more reasonable number.
Estes says Republicans are also concerned about liability protection for businesses and employers. Estes commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
At Thursday's Wichita Board of Education meeting, Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson said parents have been slow to enroll their kids for the upcoming school year.
Parents kind of think that, well, I'm going to wait until I figure out and feel comfortable with the models. We understand that, and we'll continue to educate and give examples of what things will look like, and we'll continue to do that over the next few months.
Dr. Thompson stressed how important it is for families to get students enrolled as soon as possible so the district can determine how many students they will have this school year. Parents who have questions or concerns can call the district hotline at 973-4285.
The Kansas Senate Finance Council has allocated more than $254 million of federal coronavirus relief funds. Governor Laura Kelly says the money will provide aid to Kansans who need it the most, help mitigate the spread of COVID-19, and accelerate economic recovery. The group's unanimous approval slated the federal funds for public health, education, and economic development proposals as recommended by a task force. The governor's office says this is the second major allocation of the more than $1.03 billion that Kansas received through the Federal Coronavirus Relief Fund.
Some serious forms of violent crime are trending upward in New York City.
Shootings in New York City climbing. There were 47 last week, a 176% increase from the same time last year. Year to date, shootings are up nearly 71%. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo calling it deeply disturbing and blaming a variety of factors, including anti-police sentiment, early COVID release for inmates, and the struggling economy.
Fox's Alex Hogan reporting. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio believes community leaders can help reduce violent crime at the local level. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The low-pressure system that brought us some rainfall yesterday is now into west-central Missouri. It will take the clouds with it, and we become mostly sunny today with temperatures in the upper 70s at noontime, 82 for the high this afternoon. Tonight's low 63. It'll be sunny and 86 Saturday with a cool front moving in Saturday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy at 66 degrees, a north wind at 12 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, it is. It's nice out there for July, huh?
Oh,
it's last day of July.
Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful last night. Yep. Nice evening. And
yep, more rain, cooler temperatures across south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high 86 yesterday, normal high 93.
Take that in July. Yep.
And National Weather Service reports 0.24 inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. That's just under a quarter of an inch. And the pavement was wet when I came in this morning, and we had some a little light rain, but it's moved on out of here. Yeah, it's trucked on out of here. All right, one of the topics that we've been talking about, we were talking about with Senator Moran just a moment ago about testing for the virus. And I've been expressing my opinion. I hope it doesn't bother anybody, but I think if we don't get testing and get it done in a hurry, turn around, it's going to be real tough to get a handle on this thing. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration posted a new template for commercial developers to help them develop and submit emergency use authorization requests for COVID-19 diagnostic tests that can be performed entirely at home or in other settings besides a lab, such as offices or schools, and that could be available without a prescription. I presume almost a little something, you spit on something, and it's either yes or no. That's what it sounds like to me, Ted. The template includes recommendations for validation when a sample is to be collected and analyzed, and results are to be returned without the need to send a sample to a lab for analysis. The template also gives recommendations for validation of tests that are intended to be made available over the counter, that is, without a prescription. That's, if they could do that in a hurry, I think that's going to be huge. But anyway.
People are still going to have to pay for it.
They're going to have to pay for it.
And most people aren't symptomatic, so I don't know if necessarily that's huge.
I don't know. I would. I mean, you could do that in your business, though. Somebody comes into work, say, cheer. Oh, you're going home. I mean, I think some great applications. But again, this is just opening the door saying, here's what we'd like to see you do.
Yeah.
And then the big laboratory's got to get on it and figure out how to do it. All right. Interesting. Went to a Quick Trip this morning. Went over there to get us a couple of donuts.
Yes.
Rock and Douglas. And there were several people in there wearing masks. And all the workers were wearing masks over there. So.
Does that surprise you?
No, I'm just telling you, that's what I'm seeing, and I know other people are seeing that too. There's a lot of folks are complying that I can see, and others are not, but you know, if you get 99% of them doing it, it should be effective, but they say it's effective. And and then yesterday we had anybody over 6 feet tall is a spreader. So there's all kinds of information out there. All right, Labor Day.
The percentage of positive tests has started to go down again.
Of positive, I got you. Of those, they're making tests, and the percentage of people who have it going down. Keep it shrinking, huh? Maybe we can get a handle on this thing. It's just been such a devastating deal. I mean, it's with the baseball, it's baseball season for one thing, and the spring sports for the kids, and the spring, the graduation ceremonies. It's just been a rocky time, and it's been tough to deal with.
Yeah,
and you heard it, Cindy Claycomb, the city councilor, city council member. Who I interviewed for this weekend's Issues show, says she's worried about the mental aspect of what's going on with citizens. And I see it.
No doubt.
I mean, I've seen it. I've had a little battle myself, and the people I know have been depressed about certain things. Wow. There's a lot coming down. But
when people see their businesses closed and their paychecks dwindle to nothing,
and somebody
of course that's having it.
And a relative is sick.
Exactly.
And then you hear about...
Or even people that have... relatives hospitalized and they can't visit them.
Yeah, they can't visit
them. That's horrible stress on people.
And then you had the thing with Mr. Kane yesterday, dying of a coronavirus. No, I can't remember his first name. What is it?
Herman,
who had been CEO of Godfather or somebody. Then he was on talk radio for a while right here on KNSS, and he died 2 days ago from the coronavirus. Wow. And then our local owner of the Wings, our managing partner of the baseball team.
The Wind Surge, Lou Schweckheimer.
Yeah, he dies. Wow. Anyway, we're going to get a handle on it. Steve and Ted are going to be here every morning trying to get you some good things to talk about and some optimism. So, and we'll keep going. Keep our chin up, right, Ted? It's our mission in life.
Well, there's not a whole lot of good things to grab onto.
Well, there aren't.
Many days.
But we're not going to... I guess I shouldn't be reminding people of all the bad things. Okay, 7:41.
Hey, if the news is bad, it's bad.
It is what it is.
Trying to put a spin on it.
We can't sugarcoat it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, we got to give it to you. What you got, Jack?
Well, I could say something good.
Go ahead, Jack.
Well, early voting has started up here. If you haven't voted yet, here in Sedgwick County.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure.
I voted yesterday.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You cast your ballot. Did you do? Did you physically do it? You do it by mail? How'd you do it?
No, I physically went to a voting site.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Everybody masked up and everything. So
everybody was masked up. You get a free stylus because you don't.
Yeah,
they don't want you to push the touch screen, so you get a free stylus out of it.
And then you can take it with you.
Yeah, you take it with you. It's a pen. It's okay. Just the rear end of
to
a pen.
Use the shiv.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So you get, you know, you get free stuff. You get that and a sticker for voting.
Yeah. Who'd you vote for in that primary for the 47th judicial? Oh man,
there are a lot,
a lot of
judicial seats that are up unopposed out there.
Unopposed people out there.
Yeah.
Right. All right. And of course, next Tuesday is election day, primary election day. Mm-hmm. We'll keep you posted on that. 7:42 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, focusing on WSU and its supporters. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.